I'm Molly Wood. You're listening to Marketplace. Black Friday may have kicked off as an American phenomenon, but increasingly it belongs to the world. Globalization and technology have made it a lot easier for overseas consumers to buy American goods. The practice of cross-border commerce has been around for decades, but today it's getting a big boost. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
Did you get a ridiculously enormous flat-screen TV for Black Friday? You know who else did? A whole lot of people in Korea. Eric Cho is the director of business development for Makeshop. His company helps Korean consumers buy items from the U.S. The buyers order the goods online, get them sent to Cho's company, which then checks the merchandise and sends it on to them.
For the most part, Korean consumers don't shop on their holidays. They go and visit family, right? But they know Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day. I mean, they know all of these big sales are going to be coming and they're ready for the shopping.
Cho says even with tariffs, this can help Koreans spend less than buying in their brick-and-mortar stores. This month and next make up about 40% of his company's shipping for the year, which, by the way,
we're probably on schedule to move somewhere between $350 and $500 million worth of product.
There's a lot more to be made, especially in sales to bigger players in the region. Lily Verone is with Forrester Research.
The main axes of trade for the next 5 years are actually between China and the U.S.
Exports from North America to Asian Pacific countries will top $53 billion this year. Cross-border e-commerce is a small portion of retail sales, but it's growing quickly. And besides,
it's more than the value of the overall sales. It's actually the insights and the data that you can get to inform your broader globalization strategy.
It helps companies put a toe in the waters of markets they may want to plunge into later. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.